أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، صلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين، سيما بقية الله في الأراضين. First of all, we thank Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for giving us this opportunity to recite some verses of Holy Quran and to ponder on Holy Quran, on the Holy Quran, and to think and study some verses of Holy Quran. This is very great tawfiq from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to us, and all the time to thank Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for this tawfiq. I remember some years ago, one of our Maraji, he passed away. He was crying and he told us that I'm old man. I taught different Islamic sciences. I taught several times Al-Fiqh, jurisprudence. Several times, more than 50 years, I taught principles of jurisprudence, which is Usul al-Fiqh. Several times, and more than 60 years, I taught logic, philosophy, and other Islamic sciences. But unfortunately, I didn't have tawfiq even for once to study the Holy Quran. And only during the Ramadan, month of Ramadan, I recite the Holy Quran, which is not enough. Actually, this is very great tawfiq from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. He gave it to us to gather here and to ponder about the Holy Quran. This is fresh. And as you know, the Holy Quran has very big and huge potentiality, which everybody, all Islamic sections, they justify their concept, their idea, and their theory by the Holy Quran. Those people who are killing Shia, they justify and demonstrate their idea by the Holy Quran. Those people who were fighting Imam Ali alayhi salam, they were justifying their idea, their bad action and wrong activity by the Holy Quran. Those people who gathered in Karbala and they came to kill Imam Hussein alayhi salam, they were justifying their saying by the Holy Quran. Those people who were following Imam Sadr alayhi salam, Imam Ali alayhi salam, they were justifying their concept, their idea and theory by the Holy Quran as well. And also those people who say Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is material one, and he has eyes, he has hands, he has body, they justify their saying by the Holy Quran. For instance, they bring this verses from Holy Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى الْأَرْشِ اسْتَوَى. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sits on his chair. So he has body. Or we have in the Holy Quran, يَدُ اللَّهَ فَوْقَ أَيْدِيهِمْ. The hands of Allah is above your hands. However, so if Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has hand, so is a material one, he has body. And those people who deny this idea, this concept also, they base their idea and concept according to the Holy Quran. Even according to an amount among the one group, for instance, Shia group. Those people who believe in Alam al-Ghayb, they justify their idea and theory by the Holy Quran. And those people who deny this theory, they justify their theory and their idea by the Holy Quran. Even those people who believe that the Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, is ma'soom and never forgets anything, they justify their idea and theory by the Holy Quran. And those people who say that the Prophet maybe would forget, and Imam alayhi salam maybe forget sometimes, they justify their idea by the Holy Quran. So, if this is the potentiality of the Holy Quran, there should be criteria for distinguishing between wrong idea and correct idea. What is that criteria? When the Prophet wanted to leave the Ummah, Islamic Ummah, he left two things. First, Kitab Allah. Inni tarikun fikum thaqalayn aw thaqalayn. I will leave you among you two things. One is Kitab Allah, which is a book of Allah, but a silent book. This type of book is silent. Needs somebody to speak about it, to explain the idea and concept of the silent one. And that one is wa'itraki, the itra of the Prophet. So those people who change this hadith and they say the Prophet said, إِنِّي تَارِكُمْ فِيكُمُ الثِّقْلَانِ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَسُنَّةِ, I will leave you among you the book of Allah and my sunnah, my tradition. They are wrong, because the tradition of the Prophet and hadith of the Prophet is silent. The book also is silent. Too silent, they can't do anything for us. We need silent one and speaker one, isn't it? We have hadith, and you know this hadith better than me. During the battle of Siffin, Hashim ibn Mirqad, one companion of Imam Ali alayhi salam, says, I saw a man among the people of Muawiyah, he hung the Holy Quran in his chest, and he was reciting Holy Quran and he was fighting us. I was surprised. I told Imam Ali alayhi salam, look at this man. How is he? And what is he doing? Imam Ali alayhi salam told me, go away. And he came to him. But I was with Imam Ali alayhi salam. I asked him, please, why do you fight Imam Ali? He said, because of the Holy Quran. Holy Quran tells me to fight Imam Ali. I told him that I think you love Holy Quran very too much. He said, I memorize Holy Quran. And all the time I'm reciting the Holy Quran. Suddenly he was reciting these words of Holy Quran. أَمَّا يَتَسَاءَلُونَ عَنِ النَّبَأِ الْعَظِيمِ الَّذِي هُمْ فِيهِ يَخْتَلِفُونَ. Imam Ali alayhi salam came. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أما يتساءلون عن النبأ العظيم. And Imam Ali عليه السلام came to him and he told him, what do you say? ما لله آية أعظم مني, ما لله نبأ أعظم مني. There is no great news from Allah تبارك وتعالى but me. I'm meaning of this verse. And Imam Ali عليه السلام came to him and killed him. Said, don't look at these papers. Look at the Kitab Allah Natiq, the book of Allah which speaks to you. However, Quran has this potentiality, so every section, Islamic section, they justify and they demonstrate whatever they want to say. They demonstrated by the Holy Quran and they finished their concept according to the Holy Quran. I don't want to go much far from our discussion. Inshallah, I want to start our tafsir, exegesis of Holy Quran from beginning of the Quran. But first of all, let me raise some point which is very important for us to know. What is the names of Holy Quran? Al-Qadi Rashidul Din Al-Faqih Al-Shafi'i, one very great scholar of Shafi'i school, he says the Holy Quran has 55 names, and he mentions 55 names of the Holy Quran. Qahir al-Jazairi, another scholar of I don't know, is it Shafi'i or Maliki, he says the Holy Quran has more than 90 names, and he mentioned a lot of them. But I think all these names which have been mentioned by them as names of the Holy Quran are not names of the Holy Quran. They confused between the attributes of the Holy Quran and between names of the Holy Quran. For instance, they mention Al-Ali, Al-Aziz, Al-Majid, Al-Musaddiq lima bayna yadayh, Al-Arabi, and so. They mention all of these names as names of the Holy Quran. But exactly, these are not names of the Holy Quran. These are attributes of the Holy Quran. If we want to know the names of the Holy Quran according to the Holy Quran itself, I think they are not more than five. One of them which were known is Al-Quran. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentioned this name Al-Quran in the Holy Quran 58 times. And he mentioned this name Al-Quran. What is the meaning of the Quran? Maybe the root of Quran is qara'a, like iqra, reading. Because we recite the Holy Quran, so Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala named this book as Al-Quran. Al-Quran is root, master, from qara'a. But some other people say, no, the root of Quran is from qarana. Qarana means accompany. Because this book accompany a lot of ideas and a lot of concepts, so it has been called and named by Al-Quran. However, there is no useful for such discussion. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَإِذْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ وَالْفُرْقَانَ. And some other verses concerning this issue. Oh, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 185, أَنْزَلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ. He revealed the Holy Quran. He says, أَنْزَلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ. However, there are a lot of verses which we don't want to mention. The second name of the holy book is Al-Furqan. Al-Furqan, which mentioned in the Holy Quran 7 times. Furqan means distinguishing between right and wrong, between al-haq and batil. So one name of this holy book is Al-Furqan, because by this book we can distinguish between al-haq and between al-batil. And Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala mentioned in the Holy Quran this verse, أَنْزَلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ هُدًى لِلنَّاسِ وَبَيِّنَاتٍ مِنَ الْهُدَى وَالْفُرْقَانِ. In one verse, 185 of Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentions in one lens two names of the holy of this book. Al-Qur'an and Al-Furqan as well. The third name of the Holy Qur'an is Al-Zikr. نحن نزلنا الذكر. الذكر. وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ وَذَلْكَ نَتْلُوهُ عَلَيْكَ مِنَ الْآيَاتِ وَالذِّكْرِ الْحَكِيمِ وَالذِّكْرِ الْحَكِيمِ in Surah Al-Imran, verse 58. The fourth name of this book is At-Tanzil. At-Tanzil. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in some verses 15 times mentioned this name in the Holy Quran. Tanzilun min Rabbil Alameen. Tanzil means revelation. It's not revelation, wahi. Descending, coming down. Because this book came down by Jibreel, so because of that, the name of this book is Tanzil. Inshallah, later on we'll speak about coming down, what that means. The fifth name of this book is Al-Kitab. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alif Lam Mim. Zalikal Kitab. Okay. Zalikal Kitab. And 118 times this name repeated and mentioned in the Holy Quran. The second point which I wanted to mention here as an introduction to the tafsir and exegesis of the Holy Quran, Fadlul Qara'at al-Quran, which is very important for us. The merit of reciting of the Holy Quran. Only there are a lot of hadith concerning this issue. Only I choose and I selected three of them which I interested in and I would like to recite for you. But unfortunately, I don't practice this hadith. Inshallah, I hope that you will do it. Because we have one hadith and Sayyid al-Khuri, rahmatullah alayh, he narrated in his book from the Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, he said, the stages of the paradise equal to stages of reciting of the Holy Quran, of the verses of the Holy Quran. And when you will hear, when you start to recite the Holy Quran, the angels will tell you, اقرأ, اقرأ, ترك, أو ترفع. Recite. Whenever you recite, you will go up. So the first hadith which has been narrated from the Prophet by Al-Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam. Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam says, the Prophet said, من قرأ عشر آيات في ليلة لم يكتب من الغافلين. Whoever recites 10 verses of 10 verses at night will not be recorded among those who are neglectful. This is one. 10 verses. وَمَنْ قَرَأَ خَمْسِينَ آيَةٍ كُتِبَ مِنَ الظَّاكِرِينَ. Whoever recites 50 at night will be recorded among those who are mindful. Of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. وَمَنْ قَرَأَ مِئَةٍ. Whoever recites 100 of the verses of the Holy Quran at night, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala record him among the obedient of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So, if you want to be among either remembered of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, or obedient of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, or if you don't want to be recorded as a neglectful, either you should recite every night 10 verses of the Holy Quran, or if you don't, you have time more, 50 verses of the Holy Quran, or if you have more time, 100 verses of the Holy Quran. I saw a lot of scholars, a lot of ulama, before, when they wanted to sleep, before they are sleeping, they were doing their wudu, and they were coming to recite two rak'ah, and after that, 50 verses of the Holy Quran. Ayatollah Uzmah Gulfaygani, this was his habit. Every night, before sleeping, he was reciting 50 verses of the Holy Quran. Imam Khomeini as well, he was reciting 50 verses of the Holy Quran. Please. Ayatollah Uzmah Sayyid al-Khoi, rahmatullah alayhi, he wrote a book concerning the introduction to the tafsir, but unfortunately he didn't complete this book. It has been published, and in the beginning of the book he says, unfortunately I didn't spend a lot of time for rewriting exegesis and tafsir for the Holy Quran. However, there is another very wonderful hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. He says, Al-Qur'an ahdullah ila khalqih. The Quran is the covenant of God for His creature, or for His creation. فَقَدْ يَنْبَغِي لِلْمَرْءِ الْمُسْلِمِ أَنْ يَنْظُرَ فِي أَهْدِهِ. Thus, it is necessary for everybody to look at the covenant of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and look at it. Even if you can't recite the Holy Quran, we have hadith. Even if you can't recite the Holy Quran, open it and look at it. I remember I had grandmother, she couldn't recite the Holy Quran, but every morning she was opening the Holy Quran and she was looking at it for why? 2-3 times, 5 minutes, and after that she was closing the Holy Quran, and following day she was looking at the second page. However, we have this hadith also, and وَأَنْ يَقْرَأَ مِنْهُ كُلَّ يَوْمٍ 50 آيَةٍ. It is necessary for every Muslim to recite every day 50 verses of the Holy Quran. 50 verses of the Holy Quran. This hadith is from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. And we have another same hadith from Imam Rawah alayhi salam, say, every day recite, يَنْبَغِي لِلْمَرْءِ الْمُسْلِمِ أَنْ يَقْرَأَ كُلَّ يَوْمٍ 50 آيَةٍ. It is necessary for every Muslim to recite every day 50 verses of the Holy Quran. There is another verse another hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, and it's very sweet and sweet you and relates to our business. مَا يَمْنَعُ التَّاجِرُ مِنْكُمْ الْمَشْغُولُ فِي سَوْقِهِ إِذَا رَجَعَ إِلَى مَنْزِلِهِ أَلَّا يَنَامَ حَتَّى يَقْرَأَ سُورَةً مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ. What prevents the merchant, the businessman among you, who was busy in the market during the day, what prevents him when he will come back in the night in his house? What he has to do in his home? He would not sleep until he had recited a chapter from the Holy Quran After that, Imam alayhi salatu wasalam said, فَيُكْتَبُ لَهُ مَكَانَ كُلَّ آيَةٍ يَقْرَأُهَا 10 حَسَنَاتٍ. So, for every verse he will recite, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will record for him 10 good, 10 hasana. و یوم ها انحو عشر سیئات. این الله تبارک و تعالی will reduce and take off from him for every worse 10 bad action which has done in during the day. Why when you will come back from the market, from your business, why you will not recite one chapter of the Holy Quran before you're sleeping? Anyway, after that, Imam alayhi salatu wa salam says, إِنَّ الْبَيْتَ الَّذِي يُقْرَأُ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ وَيُذْكَرُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فِيهِ تَكْثُرُ بَرَكَتُهُ. Surely, a house in which the Quran is recited and God is remembered, it is a house whose blessing will multiply and the angel will visit it. The angel will visit this house. The barakah will grow up and the angel will visit this house. And also, وَتَحْضُرُهُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. The angel will visit this house. وَتَحْجُرُهُ الشَّيْطَانِ. And the shaitan will go away from this house. وَيُضِيءُ لَأَهْلِ السَّمَاءِ كَمَا يُضِيءُ الْكَوْكَبُ الدُّرِّي لِأَهْلِ الْأَرْضِ. As the stars in the heavens are shining for the people in the earth, this house also glow for the people in the heavens. وَإِنَّ الْبَيْتَ الَّذِي لَا يُقْرَأُ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ وَلَا يُذْكَرُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فِيهِ تَقِلُّ بَرَكَتُهُ. And the bait in opposite side, the house in which will not recite the Holy Qur'an and will not remember the Holy Qur'an, Allah تبارك وتعالى, the barakah will come down. There is no barakah on it. However, we pray to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to give to us tawfiq to recite the Holy Quran as much as we can. I remember some years ago, during the month of Ramadan, my father told me, "Oh my son, how many times you recited Holy Quran completely?" It was among 15 or 16 of Ramadan. I told him I didn't finish yet, because every day I recite only one juz and one part of the Holy Quran. He told me, up to now I recited 50, I completed 50 times the Holy Quran. I recited all the Quran 50 times. Seven times. After that, I told me, 3 times I recited for my father, 2 times for my mother, and for my uncle, and so on. Later on, he told me, "I don't want to tell you, I recited 7 times for the Quran up to now, but I wanted you to know and to learn. When I will pass away, you should recite for me the Quran." I had a friend, he was with me in Ghana. Every week he was reciting Holy Quran, Holy Quran. I had another friend at the same place. Every 3 days he was completing the Holy Quran. Anyway, please, if exactly with high ambitions we can every day recite one part of the Holy Quran, so during 1 month we can complete the Holy Quran every month. And Imam Khomeini radhiyallahu alayhi, in the morning he was reciting some pages of the Holy Quran. Afternoon he was reciting some verses of the Holy Quran, some pages. And evening time also he was reciting some pages of the Holy Quran. The fourth point which I wanted to raise it here because it's very important. There is misunderstanding among the Sunni people concerning the collection of the Holy Quran. Who collected the Holy Quran? They narrated a lot of hadith concerning this issue, and they say in this ahadith that the Holy Quran was collected and gathered, and all parts of the Holy Quran and verses of the Holy Quran gathered by the Abu Bakr. Some of them say that the Holy Quran gathered and collected by second Caliph Umar. Some of them say no. Abu Bakr ordered Umar and Zayd ibn Thabit to collect the Holy Quran. And majority of them are saying that the Holy Quran collected by Uthman. Because of that, they say Mus'haf al-Uthman, the book and Mus'haf of Uthman. There are a lot of hadith in Sahih al-Sittah because they have three Sahih authentic books. Because I don't want to take your time much and concentrate in this issue, I will not recite the verses of the Holy Quran, but I would like to analyze these types of ahadith and to find out, is it correct that the Holy Quran collected by first Caliph Abu Bakr or second Caliph or third Caliph? Is it correct or not? Okay, first of all, if we look at these ahadith, we will find out in some of these ahadith that they say the Holy Quran collected during the Uthman's time. While in some ahadith it has been mentioned that the Holy Quran collected during Abu Bakr's time. In some other ahadith, it has been mentioned that the Holy Quran collected during the second Caliph. So we will find out. These ahadith, there is contradiction. And these ahadith, some of them opposite of others. So how we can rely in these ahadith? Why some of them, 4-5 of these ahadith, say the Holy Quran collected during Abu Bakr and during the first Caliph. Some of them say during the second Caliph, and some of them say during the third Caliph. This is the first problem and doubt about these ahadith. The second problem concerning these types of ahadith, which narrated by some scholars, is that in some of these types of ahadith, it has been mentioned that the Holy Quran collected by Zayd ibn Thabit. And in some other, it has been mentioned that the Holy Quran collected by Abu Bakr himself. In some other, it has been mentioned that the Holy Quran collected by Umar himself. This is the second. And in some ahadith, the third point is that in some of these ahadith, it has been narrated that after the battle of Bi'r al-Ma'una, 70 reciters of the Holy Quran have been killed and they passed away. In the battle of Mu'tah, 400 of the reciters, Qurra al-Quran, passed away they have been given. Zayd ibn Thabit came to Abu Bakr and he told him, maybe all the reciters of the Holy Quran and Qurra'ul Quran and memorizers of the Holy Quran will be killed in another battle. So let the people to gather all papers and whatever they have it, and we should write and collect and we should record the Holy Quran again. So Abu Bakr in order Zayd ibn Thabit with Umar ibn al-Khattab to supervise collecting of the collection of the Holy Quran. But in some other ahadith it has been mentioned that the first caliph himself, he came and he announced and addressed the people in the mosque that I afraid maybe in near future we don't have any reciters of the Holy Quran and memorizer of the Holy Quran, so we should collect the Holy Quran. In some ahadith we have that Uthman, he collected and gathered hold the Quran and send it to the different lands and places of Islamic lands. In some ahadith we have the same hadith, but the man who sent the Holy Quran to different lands and different parts of the Islamic country is second caliph, is not third caliph. However, if we look at all these ahadith, we will find out some of these ahadith is opposite of the others. This is first, as I mentioned here. The second point is that we want to prove this idea that the Holy Quran gathered and collected during the Prophet's time. How? Because the Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, he was emphasizing in Holy Quran as much as he could. And he was asking the people, please memorize the Holy Quran, recite the Holy Quran. So, this is how the Prophet was emphasizing in his book, and he didn't pay attention for gathering and collecting the Holy Quran. Is it possible? Somebody brings new book, which is miracle, which is constitution of the Islam, which is the knowledge of the Islam and base of the Islam, and everything of the Islam is on it, and he will not pay attention for collecting it. So this is impossible and is not reasonable. The third thing is that if we look at the Holy Quran, we will find out in several verses and several times Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentioned the name of book, the name of Quran, the name of Al-Furqan in this collection. If please disappear this on the paper, can I name this paper as a book? Al-Kitab? No. Can I name two papers which is not collected and gathered and I mention them as a book? No. When I can name the book? When it comes together like this, so I can name this collection as a book. Isn't it? So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in several verses mentioned the name of book and repeated the name of book. This indicates that the book itself has been collected and gathered during the Prophet's time. And also, please, if this book wasn't collected, how we will find out during the Prophet times every chapter has its own name. Its own name.
the Holy Quran was collected and gathered. And as you know, the first verse which has been revealed to the Prophet is in chapter Iqra. Iqra, بِسْمِ رَبِّكَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ. Why this verse, we will find it and locate it in the last part of the Holy Quran, isn't it? And Surah Al-Fatiha, some say is Madani. It has been revealed in Medina. Some say no, in Mecca, which we'll discuss it. However, it's not first chapter, but we have it in the first of the Holy Quran. Please, if the Prophet didn't collect the Holy Quran, and the people after him wanted to collect the Holy Quran and gather it and bring it together, never they put the Fatihah al-Kitab in the beginning of the book. They were putting first chapter in the first part of the Holy Quran, first chapter. And finally, in the end, we know the name of Fatihah al-Kitab is well known. Even during the Prophet's time, the name of this chapter, Surah Al-Fatiha, was Fatihah al-Kitab. What does that mean? Fatihah al-Kitab means beginning of the, or beginner of the book. If there is no book, how this chapter named as Fatihah al-Kitab, beginning of the book. There should be big book, so after that you will say, this is the first chapter. Otherwise, how we can say first chapter. Okay, this was introduction. From this introduction, Sayyid al-Khuri rahmatullah alayhi will benefit very fantastic things. And he says, if we could prove that the Holy Quran gathered during the Prophet, so we will not say the Quran is Muharram, and there is diversity and diversion in the Holy Quran. But those people, not some other brothers, they believe in this very bad idea, error idea, and they say the Quran is Tahrif al-Quran. Yes, if we say the Holy Quran collected during the first caliph, or second caliph, or third caliph, even if we say during the time of Imam Ali alayhi salam, Holy Quran collected, the possibility of tahrif, changing of the verses of the Holy Quran to put some more or reduce some, is there. It's possible to be changed. But if we say the Holy Quran collected during the Prophet's time, there is no any possibility for tahrif. However, we benefit from this theory that Sunni scholar in Al Jazeera, Channel Al Jazeera, he was saying, the Shia, exactly, they are our brothers. But I advise them, they should not believe in Tahrif al-Quran. This is error idea, very bad concept. I want to tell them, please, come, sit down, and we'll discuss it. According to your idea, which you say, the Holy Quran collected during the third caliph, Caliph Uthman, or second caliph, or first caliph, the possibility of tahrif is there. But according to the Shiite idea, which we say the Holy Quran collected during the Prophet's time, there is no any doubt and possibility of tahrif. However, now we want to talk about the tafsir. Do I have time? Okay. Tafsir.
Inshallah, in next session we'll talk about possibility of tafsir. Is it possible to do tafsir of the Holy Quran or not? But now, since there are different types of tafsir, only I would like to introduce the name of different types of tafsir, and after that we'll stop. One type of tafsir is tafsir al-Qur'an bil-Qur'an. Tafsir al-Qur'an by the Holy Qur'an. This is one method, a manner of tafsir and exegesis of the Holy Qur'an. How? When we face a verse of the Holy Qur'an and we don't know what is the meaning of this word, we will look at other verses which relate to this word, and we gather it and we bring it together, we will put it together. After that, we will find out and we will bring out a result. For instance, we have in the Holy Qur'an, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةٍ مُبَارَكَةٍ in Surah Al-Dukhan, chapter 44, verse 3. إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةٍ مُبَارَكَةٍ. We revealed the Holy Qur'an in blessing night. We don't know what is that blessing night. Okay? In another chapter, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. If we combine these two verses, which in different chapters, we will find out and we understand that that blessing night is Laylat al-Qadr. So, the Holy Qur'an revealed in Laylat al-Qadr. This is true. But up to now, we don't know which night is Laylat al-Qadr. We have in another verse, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 185, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. The month of Ramadan, which the Holy Quran revealed on. So, we will find out, because we could understand that the Holy Quran revealed in Laylatul Qadr. In this verse, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, Laylatul Qadr, Holy Quran revealed in Ramadan. We will find out that the Laylatul Qadr exactly located in month of Ramadan. This is tafsir al-Qur'an bil-Qur'an. There are a lot of verses which through we can understand the meaning of other verses of the Holy Qur'an. For instance, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, وَلَا يَمُصَّهُ إِلَّا الْمُطَحَّرُونَ. Nobody can touch the Holy Qur'an, but al-mutahharun. We don't know who are the mutahharun. Purified the people. In another words, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُرْحِبَ أَنْتُ مُرْرِدْ سَحْلَ الْبَيْتِ وَيُطَحِّرَكُمْ فَتْحِيرًا. These are who purified al-mutahharun, أَهْلِ الْبِيْتِ عَلَيْهِمْ سَلَامُ. There are a lot of verses. This is first type of tafsir. And if you want to mention one tafsir which do tafsir according to the Holy Quran and this type of tafsir, we can mention Al-Mizan. Al-Mizan. The second type of tafsir is tafsir al-Quran bi-Sunnah, the exegesis of the Holy Quran according to the Sunnah, according to the tradition, according to Rewayat, according to Ahadith. Yes. And we have Hadith, we have words in the Holy Quran which say, if you want to translate or commentary the Holy Quran, you should take it from the Prophet. Why? Because Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala in Surah An-Nahl, chapter 16, verse 44, says, وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرَ. Oh, the Prophet, وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرَ. We have revealed to you al-dhikr. This is for Quran. Why? لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ. So that you elaborate
to the people. You explain about it to the people. This means, if we want to know the meaning and concept of the words of the Quran, we should collect it from the Prophet and his family. This is one concept. And Al-Akhbariyun in Shia school, they believe nobody can do tafsir of Holy Quran but A'imma alayhimus salam. Because of that, if you look at their tafsir, you will not get anything but riwayat. Like tafsir al-Burhan. Tafsir al-Burhan, the author of tafsir al-Burhan, Allama al-Bahrani. He will bring the verse of the Holy Quran, but he will not say anything from himself. Whatever he says concerning this verse, only ahadith. Even they prevent doing tafsir al-Quran by al-Quran itself. They say no, it's forbidden. Only by holding by ahadith, by tradition, we can do tafsir of the Holy Quran. And they have very famous sentence. I don't know is it hadith or not, but it's famous. إنما يعرف القرآن من خوطب به. Indeed, those who were addressed by the Holy Quran, they know Holy Quran. Because the Ahlul Bayt عليهم السلام were addressed by the Holy Quran. And Holy Quran revealed in their house, so they know the Holy Quran exactly. Nobody else. However, the third type of tafsir is tafsir al-Qur'an by qawl al-Sahabi. There are a lot of people, whenever they want to do tafsir of the Qur'an, they will do it according to the saying of al-Sahaba, companion of the Prophet. Why? According to this sentence. This is not hadith. They say, إنهم أقرب الناس فحما إلى معاني القرآن. Because they are very close to the concept of the Holy Quran. Now, at the moment, we don't know when this word of the Holy Quran revealed, what does mean? Meant. But because they were at that time, they knew what the Prophet meant by these words. They were during the Prophet. So whatever they say is correct. This is correct. And they narrate one hadith from Ibn Mas'ud. He says, كَانَ الرَّجُلُ مِنَّا إِذَا تَعَلَّمَ عَشْرَ آيَاتٍ لَمْ يُجَاوِزْهُنَّ. Whoever among us learn 10 verses of the Holy Quran, he will not go anywhere until حتى يعلم معانيهن, until to know the meaning of these 10 verses. والعمل بهن, and العمل did action according to these 10 verses. Anyway, the fourth type of tafsir is tafsir al-aqli. A tafsir according or based on reason, national, aql, intellect. We have some types of ahadith, tafsir, sorry. They don't use any hadith, they don't use any words of Holy Quran, but they use their intellect and their reason. This is one type of tafsir. Even we have one tafsir, our ulama, he wrote it during the war between Iraq and one other country. So he said, I was in the war, and actually roughly is more than 80 years ago, said, I wrote it and I didn't have anything, I used my intellect. The fifth type of tafsir, tafsir al-fiqhi, tafsir according to the jurisprudence. Only they bring out the verses which relate to the jurisprudence and to the fiqh and ahkam. We have some types of this ahadith, the tafsir, in Shia side and in Sunni side as well.
The six types of tafsir, tafsir al-adami, literally tafsir. Only they concentrate on the al-adam and literally. And there are a lot of these types of tafsir, which I don't want to mention their name. The seventh one, at-tafsir al-irfani, mystical interpretation. Like tafsir of Ibn Arabi, like tafsir of Khaja Abdullah Ansari, like tafsir of Maymuni, like tafsir of Gnostic. Whatever you see in the Holy Quran, they will change it to spiritual issue. They will change it. Even Tawaf, when they want to speak about the Tawaf, they said, no, Tawaf of Hat is not Tawaf of Kaaba. They change everything, inshallah, during of Tafsir. Sometimes we'll narrate some they are saying. The eighth one, of Tafsir al-Mawdu'i, thematic Tafsir. Because if we want to do Tafsir of the Holy Quran, maybe we don't have enough time. From beginning of the Holy Quran up to end of the Holy Quran, we do Tafsir. But they classify the verses of the Holy Quran according to a certain base. Some of them, they classify according to history. And they classify the verses of the Holy Quran. Some of them classify the verses of the Holy Quran according to the idea, belief, and faith. Like Tawheed, Nubuwwah, Imamah, and Resurrection. Some of them classify the verses of the Holy Quran according to social issue, and so. This is thematic tafsir. And they bring all the verses which speak about the man, the dignity of man, the creation of the man in one part. And all the verses which speak about the angel, the creation of the angel, their action, their characteristic, their so-and-so in one side. And so on. The last type of tafsir is tafsir al-jami, which comprehensive tafsir gathered everything. There is a philosophical issue, mystical issue, and literature issue, and even sometimes you have jurisprudence called issue, I don't know, like Al-Mizan for Allama Tabatabahi, and At-Tibyan, the author of At-Tibyan, Al-Sheikh Qusi, and Majma'ul Bayan, the author of Majma'ul Bayan is Sheikh Tabarsi. Maybe you heard this history, Sheikh Tabarsi, they thought he passed away, and they buried him, in the grave. He wake up. So he found out himself under a lot of sun. So he did nadr. Nadr, do you know? If I could come out from my grave, I would write tafsir for Holy Quran. So in the night, the same night, a thief came, he wanted to steal the kafan. When he opened the grave and he stand up, the thief shocked. Said, oh, don't worry, please, I will pay to you whatever you wanted. But go and inform my family, they should come to me. And I didn't die. So after that he wrote this tafsir, and very good tafsir. However, and among the Sunni people, we have tafsir of its name is Mafatih al-Ghayb. Mafatih, the keys of Ghayb unseen. And it has another name, Tafsir al-Kabir, the great tafsir by Fakhruddin al-Razi. It's a very great scholar of among the Sunni people. So these are the types of tafsir. Inshallah, from next session, by Allah's permission, we'll start our tafsir. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Thank you. back to the ship, and the mics were assigned to ladies and gents, which were really interesting, so I'm sure there will be lots of questions. Just if you want to start, if you have to do this,
Hi.
You said that obviously the Quran is not according to the way it was revealed, in the order it was revealed, in relation to the surahs. How about the individual ayahs? Because the last ayah revealed in Hadith is in Surah Maidah,
yes,
the third ayah. So this ayah revealed compiled according to the way they were revealed in the surahs, in some surahs, in other surahs, or how is this?
Yes, this is also another evidence for what I said, that the Holy Quran collected during the Prophet's time. Otherwise, as he mentioned, very good thing, the last verse which has been revealed to the Prophet is Ayatul Ghadir, Al-Yawm Akmaltu Lakum Dinakum Wa Atmamtu Alaykum Ni'mati. This verse, we find it in the Surah Al-Ma'adah, which is not based of the Holy Quran, which is not M, even if it's in the middle. How it came there, all of these arrangements of the Holy Quran was by the Prophet himself. Otherwise, nobody else could do it. So this is, thank you very much, this is another evidence of collecting the Holy Quran according to the, during the Prophet's time. But there is something else, which it has been discussed in Ulum al-Qur'an. As you know, please, we have three sciences of the Holy Qur'an. One is Ulum al-Qur'an, the sciences of the Holy, science of the Qur'an, discussed about something out of tafsir. What is the main, how Holy Qur'an revealed, how they arrange the Holy Qur'an, and so, and so, and so. This is Ulum al-Qur'an. And if you want to read a book concerning this issue, Al-Bayan by Ayatollah Osman Sayyid Al-Khoury, but it has been translated by Shachedina. It is very, very, very good book. And I advise you, if you don't have it, you can get it and read it. This is very, very nice book. This one for Ayatollah Osman Sayyid Al-Khoury. This is one type of the science of the Holy Quran. The second one is discussed about approval of the Holy Quran, or Hujjiyatul Quran, I don't know how I can say, which in Ilm al-Usul it is discussed. Because Holy Quran has been revealed for those people who were in the time of the Prophet. So it's not for us. How we rely on it? So this second knowledge, they will discuss on that knowledge about the, that is Holy Quran is Hujjah for us. We can trust on the verses of the Holy Quran and we can collect it and we can bring the proof from the Holy Quran. The second science of the Holy Quran is Tafsir al-Quran. Yes.
Hi.
Assalamu alaikum. You mentioned that Al-Quran was mentioned 7 times.
Al-Qur'an
was mentioned
7
times,
Tanzil 15
times.
So
what about
Al-Qur'an
and
15,
how many times are
there? Al-Qur'an, I think it has been mentioned in the Holy Qur'an 58 times.
And about
Dhikr? Al-Dhikr 20 times. Yes. Al-Dhikr 20 times. I didn't mention this. 20 times Al-Dhikr mentioned also.
So
first?
Why do we have some confusion as to some surahs in the Quran? Some people say these should be together and they should be separate, so they cannot be separate in the mass, for example, Surah Him.
Yes.
Then if this was compiled in time of the Prophet, why do we have this confusion today?
No, it's not confusion, but this is from Imma, they say when you want to recite this surah, you should combine these two surahs. But it doesn't mean that these two surahs are one surah. No, these are two surahs. But if you want to recite in the Holy Quran, you must recite these two together. But other surah, you can decide only one.
Did they give a reason for this?
No, they didn't give any reason. Or if they say, I don't know. Let me tell you something, please. You know, if maybe I mentioned this example also. If you want to open the lock, you have key, and key has teeth, isn't it? So, while our salat, we will open the key of sky, of heaven, and of paradise. We'll go. So, if we need one teeth for this key, which one surah? But these surahs of Fil and two surahs, which it has mentioned, if you want to recite this surah, you should mention this together. Only together, only one key. One teeth, sorry. So, one of them cannot open. If together, they can open it. There should be a reason for it. Don't know. Yes,
two very simple questions. One is that you mentioned that people reciting a lot of the Quran, a lot is beneficial. But when you recite a lot of Quran, you miss out on the meaning and you miss out on contemplation and all that kind of thing. Is it still beneficial for us to just keep on reading, and getting the thawab for that? That's our first question.
Yes.
And my second question is that you said that to recite 50 ayahs of the Quran is recommended.
Yes.
Is it possible to recite, for example, Surah An-Nas 10 times, which makes 50 ayahs, before you go to bed? And then
yes.
You have completed your
50 ayahs,
but does it have to be some kind of
yes.
complicated
yes.
system?
Yes. Thank you very much. Concerning the first question, very good question. Yes, it doesn't recommend that we recite. No. The best thing is that we ponder. Even in the Holy Quran, Allah Ta'ala says, why they don't ponder on the verses of the Holy Quran? If we recite one word and think about it and ponder on it, it's better than recite 100 verses of the Holy Quran without any pondering and thinking. But sometimes, if I recite one verse or 100 words, I will not think about it. It's better to recite 100. This is one. Concerning the second question is that even I saw some ulama when they were reciting the Holy Quran, never they were reciting very fast. They were reading and reciting and they were thinking on it. Concerning the second question, I remember some time ago, I was with one alim. He came to him, to another man, and the second alim, his mother passed away. And the first alim came to him and said, I swear by God, I recited whole the Quran for tawaf of your mother. I told him, thank you very much. Later on, I asked him, please, could you recite whole Quran completely for the tawaf of his mother? He said, no, I recited 3 times Surah Al-Waqi'ah. Because Surah Al-Waqi'ah, if you recite it 3 times, is as you recite the Holy Quran. Yes, this is thawab of that one. And reciting 50 verses is not only reciting Surah Al-Waqi'ah for a stance 10 times, because it's 5 verses. No, 50 were different verses. Yes. Sometimes I say for some of my son, memorize Holy Surah Al-Waqi'ah 1,000 times. Yes, he can 1,000 times he memorize Surah Al-Waqi'ah. Okay, thank you very much.
Salaam.